So in terms of, I guess, the Australian pork industry, we're quite small. However, as an industry, we are vertically integrated and consolidating in that fashion. So you can have 15 producers that will account for about 50% of production. The industry very much an entire male production system. We used to castrate, surgically castrate male pigs back in the 1970s, but with a big focus on growth and efficiency, we've moved away from surgical castration. Our cost of production, by virtue of the size of industry, but also labor components and things like that, make it a rather high cost of production. And so moving to entire males has helped us overcome some of those challenges around cost of production. I guess the move from surgical castration to entire males was done mainly around growth and efficiency. Grain costs for us represent about 65% of our cost of production. So efficiencies around that are really important. The other thing is that we have a payment system that's based predominantly on back fat and weight. A lot of our products still have skin on, and so having a lean carcass is very important. The flip side of that, over the years of driving this efficient lean animal, is we now have created some unintended consequences around that, mainly around eating quality. Because the animal is so lean, it affects things like tenderness, etc. But also with the move to entire male pig production, we now see the issue of bull taint really emerge. And over the last 5 years, we've done a lot of research into the impacts of this entire male and bull taint on consumers. And it is probably the single biggest negative impact, if you like, on pork consumption in Australia. So immunocastration is a technology that shuts down testes function, thereby eliminating some of the compounds that impact on bull taint, called androstenone and skatol. This technology is delivered by a two-vaccine protocol, if you like. The first is a primer, and the second one activates the system and actually shuts testes function down. As an industry, we had a number of starts with immunocastration. In the first 10 years, perhaps, immunocastration adoption was less than 10%. More recently, however, as our slaughter weights have increased, we've started to find out some issues, especially around consumer acceptance of Australian pork from entire males. Much of this recognition has come from the retail sector, and that has necessitated a move from entire males to immunocastration. And we now have a situation where, if you look at the top five integrators in Australia, they immunocastrate all their entire males. As for backlash around technologies and things like that, it's just been proven to be a non-event in Australia. Consumers deem it as safe, and they actually have other things on their mind. Animal welfare is big for them, and so this technology fits with that shift. But in Australia, consumers think more around antibiotic use. They think more around genetically modified technologies and things like that. Immunocastration has literally been proven to be an issue that seems to be more prevalent in industry's mind as opposed to real consumer land mind. And it's funny, I tend to travel a lot and seem to almost mirror some of the same questions we encountered in Australia 20 odd years ago around immunocastration and what would a consumer think and would they actually accept it and things like that. And there are numerous examples in Australia and Brazil where the consumers don't actually rate this as an issue. And I think it seems to be more personal opinion as opposed to real consumer data around whether consumers will accept immunocastration or not.